Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Megan Jarko is coordinator for the sustainability program at the University of South Dakota. Earth Day events across the nation bring awareness and action to today's environmental challenges, as well as highlighting some solutions. Jarko joins us now in the studio to preview some community Earth Day events in Vermilion. Megan, welcome, and thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So how long have you been at USD?
So I'm in my fifth year at USD.
Fifth year. So Earth Day comes every year, but it's beyond just, it's an awareness day more than anything else? Or how do you, when your whole job is sort of surrounded around this topic of sustainability, what is Earth Day, the significance of it for you?
Well, for us in Vermilion, what we've tried to do is, as you mentioned, bring awareness and do education things, but also give people opportunities to get involved. And so unlike some other academic disciplines, sustainability really involves doing things. And so with Earth Days, we really like to provide a lot of opportunities for our students at USD to get engaged and kind of do sustainability work, but then to really be intimately engaged in the community. And so there's a lot of parts that, you know, are much broader than USD and involve the whole Vermilion community.
Sure. What's your relationship with the Vermilion community, and how do you grow that relationship to have the activity that you need to move things forward?
Well, so the first Earth Days, it really was, in the past, Earth Day had been mostly on campus, as far as I know, in the recent past. And then in 2014, we had Frances Moore LePay come, who's a really well-known author and advocate. And then we found out there's a lot of people that want to get involved far, 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 far beyond the university. And so we expanded it to the community. And kind of as part of that, it became obvious that we needed a sustainability organization in the community. And so then in 2014, we founded Greening Vermilion. And so that's the community-based advocacy sustainability organization in town. And so Earth Days now is kind of coordinated through Greening Vermilion. And so, It really does bring in the community because it's now being coordinated by a community organization.
All right. So what's this year's overall focus? Do you have a starting point, a jumping off point that you really look at and say, this year we're going to deal with this?
We haven't had a theme in the past, and this year we really do, and it was more organic that it kind of rose up, and we've got a lot of water things. So we have a water theme this year. Our keynote speaker is Sandra Steingraber, and she's going to talk about environmental contamination and human health, and particularly related to fracking. And so she has an important water focus in hers. And then we also have things like the Missouri National Recreational River. So Vermilion lives along a national park, and it's something that we don't all know about. But the National Park Service is building a trail along the Missouri National Recreational River, and we're going to have a trail making event. So people can come and work with the National Park Service to help build a trail, you know, along our own national park. And so, you know, that was another one. We're having a showing of the documentary Living Downstream. You know, so really having these various events that highlight water issues, because of course they're important everywhere, including in Vermilion.
Right. Who's the audience? Is it campus, community, beyond?
I think that different events would tend to call to different people. So, for example, we have the lecture would be geared towards, you know, students and the community, but more of an adult focus, where there's some events. We have the Hikus Farm event and an event at the Ufford Hills Farm that really are full family events. There's things like Project Main Street, so cleaning up downtown, that is more of a university aspect. And then there's Supapalooza, which is the farmers market fundraiser for their organization. And so I think it spans the gamut. And so different events would certainly target different audiences, but
You had me at Supapalooza, so there you go. That's all right.
Well, good, and that's kicking it off. So Supapalooza's Thursday. So if anyone wants to get some soup, Thursday at 5:30 is Supapalooza.
All right, so we should say, where can you find all the events if you're here in town, website or an...
Yeah, so the website is greeningvermilion.org/earthdays2017.
Okay. Across the state, different Earth Day events, across the nation, different Earth Day events. So we're just kind of touching a little bit on what's happening in the community of Vermilion. And I'm wondering, Megan, if we could talk more about the sustainability program at the university and on what that covers. How big is that umbrella?
So, as I said, I've been here 5 years, and I came when we started the sustainability program. And so when I came, the sustainability program, and as it currently is an undergraduate major and minor. And so sustainability as a field would be looking at environmental conservation, but then also improving human well-being and economic sustainability over time. So it really encompasses much more than the environment, and would also include, you know, social justice issues. And so we have had the undergraduate program, and then now we're working to expand it to a master's and PhD program. And so it is something that we're finding there's interest in, and we want to keep it growing.
All right. So how big is the program? How many students?
So now we're looking, we've got about 30 undergraduate majors and about 10 minors.
All right. What do they go on to do when they're done? What it seems like that would be a field that is completely open to whatever area you're interested in. You could apply what you just learned in that degree.
Yes. And so the first years of the program, since it really we're one of 16 nationwide to have a sustainability program. And so it is a novel degree. And so the first years I thought, oh, I wonder what our majors are doing. But they're having great success finding jobs. So going on to graduate school for MBAs in biology, in environmental education. We've had students work for environmental consulting agencies for the government, the Army Corps of Engineers, some doing more social science work, so the executive director of Greening Vermilion is a alumna of the sustainability program. And so we have people from the range of kind of environmental conservation jobs to social justice community building work to continue on with school.
All right. So what are some of the challenges that need to be overcome in recruiting new students into that program? Do you find that it's a challenge, or are they just kind of coming to you from wherever and showing their interest first?
No, I think that there is a challenge, and it's that it is so novel that students wouldn't know to ask for a sustainability major, and it's certainly not a class that you would have in high school. And so it's not something where you can get turned on to in high school and then look for it in college. And so there's a lot of education that would have to happen that sustainability exists. And once people even know it exists, then you have to say, okay, this is something you could actually study in school, right? You know, and then that there's only a few schools that would have that kind of a focus. We need to get out and let people know that we exist and that this is a good opportunity for people.
Yeah, we talked to a linguist earlier in the week, and one of the challenges was, convincing your parents as your first audience that I want to study linguistics, and oh yes, that has value, and here's what it is. And so I imagine at this early stage, that's, you know, the first audience is mom and dad or folks back home to say, that's worth your time to.
Yes, right. And it is that students, I think, are kind of drawn to it really quickly. And then sometimes there's the salesmanship to the parents. And so it is getting really nice when we can say, okay, our graduates, you know, they're getting jobs. And so that it takes some of the pressure off the idea that, you know, they'd be getting a degree and then would not be employable. So far it seems that, you know, it's something students are interested in, and they're successful in doing it.
Having a program like that at the university, how does it interact with other departments, and how does it sort of change the university itself? Do you see an impact of the program on sort of the university's overall philosophy?
To both of them. So how it relates to other disciplines, it's interdisciplinary. And so, you know, there's a few dedicated sustainability classes, but really it's about integrating with, you know, the disciplines throughout the college, because you can't do sustainability, you know, from any one perspective without looking at it. And in terms of our campus, I think it's made a huge impact. And so that, you know, now that sustainability is getting more awareness, you see we formed a committee at the Presidential Committee for Sustainability to help us think about sustainability on campus, getting kind of sustainability work scholarships for students to help us implement sustainability on campus, you know, thinking about how we manage campus. And so there has been, you know, a really strong impact on the students studying it, but then it also has these implications that are broader than that.
Have you looked at other universities and the programs they have with an eye to how this one might grow 5 years from now, 10 years from now?
Yeah, the timing is so funny because we had someone come for biology who is in Colorado, and they've had a sustainability program for 17 years now. Mm-hmm. And they're in a valley in kind of remote Colorado. So they naturally have people kind of come to them who are outdoorsy minded. But it is an idea that he talked about, you know, it growing over time, and their graduate program, they don't have the PhD that we're looking to start, but they have a master's program and are finding it's really popular. But it is some idea of growing over time, and then kind of the if you build it, they'll start coming.
We've had several climate scientists and other folks on this program over the last month as people come through South Dakota to talk about different environmental issues. And some of those conversations can be overwhelming and discouraging. And I'm wondering, as you approach this with the students here and yourself and then Earth Day, you know, how do you bridge that gap between some people who are just sort of throwing up their arms and saying, there's so much science, there's so much information, I can't quite process, I don't even know what to do anymore, and it doesn't feel like recycling my pop bottle is enough. How do you, you know, bridge that gap and have those conversations?
Yeah, even within thinking about teaching for sustainability, there's a lot of talk about you can't frame it in terms of doom and gloom. Oddly, I hadn't perceived it until people highlight it. My natural disposition would be to tend to see that there's a lot of opportunity. And so I think with a lot of it, it's a matter of, I mean, certainly we have challenges, but, you know, I think there are probably always challenges. And so sustainability helps you say, you know, more clearly articulate what is it that you want to see in the future, and then how can we develop plans to kind of move towards that future. And so in that sense, I see sustainability as helping us vision for a better future and then actually get to it. So there's some amount of saying, okay, there's problems that are happening, but really, hopefully more of it is figuring out, well, you know, here's where we're at, but where do we want to go and how can we do it in a positive light?
All right, so Earth Day is coming up, and not everybody who's listening to us is going to come to an event in Vermilion. Encourage them to look out events in their own community. What else is Earth Day a representation to you of it's time to think about this? You know, give us some action steps.
I think there's a lot of different behavioral changes that we all can make. And I think a lot of moving towards sustainability, there's some amount of, I think we like to think of technology, but really the behavioral changes in terms of turning off lights, turning down the thermostat, washing your clothes on cold, not driving if you could bike places. So there's a lot of really common sense things that actually make a really significant impact if we all, you know, engage in doing it.
Do they matter? I bring my own little bag to the grocery store and nobody else does, am I making a difference?
Yes, and actually I think that it's the social norm of it too. We're just so used to, of course you get a bag at the grocery store, and that's
right.
One of the campaigns we have for Greening Vermilion is a Bring Your Bag campaign, and our bags are bright green with the idea that once people start thinking, oh, of course you would bring your bag, like that would be, you know, that then all of those things really start adding up, and it starts to be a cultural and a behavioral switch. And so, yes, your one little bag that one time is not a huge impact, but there really are these rippling effects. And once we can kind of create a culture of that, you know, sustainability is really the status quo, that's where we get a lot of changes.
All right, Megan Jarko, we're talking about Earth Day in Vermilion. Why don't you give us the website again so the Vermilion folks can look it up and find out all the events that they can go to.
It is greeningvermilion.org/earthdays2017.
All right, thanks for stopping by. Come again when you've got more stuff happening.
Great, thanks so much.